Yeah, that was it's I think a reasonable expectation that if the Cold War had come when it did and with that force that there were in the South forces that would have become more vocal, more courageous than otherwise.
When do you think, personally, looking back, when do you think you saw the ultimate inevitability of Brown or of some kind of very dramatic change finally coming to the South?
Well, I guess it was in Atlanta. I met people there.
In the 30s.
Yeah, and there were big black universities and colleges there, and I knew people there. Simple-minded anecdote, but enough of this nonsense, I said, in 1932. I knew a woman in the librarian at Atlanta University. A young woman, but older than I was. In other words, this wasn't a affair of the heart. It was just, I knew her, and she said that there's going to be a big inaugural ball at Atlanta University. And why don't you go? I said, you're on. I went with her.
An inauguration of the president?
I can't remember now what the occasion was. Yeah. Maybe an anniversary. Anyway, I went and asked the black students, the girls, to dance with me. And they did. And there were never been more uncomfortable sidelined. I could
you could feel it.
Feel it. Yeah. And I went through with it, and but that wasn't enough. That there was a social hour at the women's college there.
Spelman.
Spelman. So I turned up at this tea hour and had tea with the co-ed. End of story.
Well, but it's an interesting anecdote, though, because obviously you were giving a lot more thought to this issue then in the early 30s than most people were.
Well,